Welcome back. It's good to see all your smiling faces. Some guys have switched some spots. Just finished our first team meeting. We knocked that out. We'll have another one later. Have a bunch of meetings today, the first day. Conditioning evaluation coming up here shortly. Hit some policies and procedures this morning. And outlined again, we talked to the expectations with everybody. Our goal is still to put the fifth trophy in the case. And the other thing we addressed is those are just words right now. It's time for us to go out there, put the work in, and earn it. With that, we'll open it up to questions.
Is it for a guy who's a first-year head coach, when you lay that out there, I mean, every team says we're, you know, going to try to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. To put it right out there, with the trophy in the case, does it kind of put expectations on the team? Or, you know?
Absolutely. Puts crystal clear, high expectations on the team and that's what we want. That's what we're here for.
What do you try and get accomplished in training camp as a whole?
We're going to start off smart. We're going to build them up. We want to build the team up into a strong team. We want to get out of camp healthy. So we're going to be smart early on, get better as we go, get a step better each and every day. But again, it all goes back to our identity. Sound, smart, and tough, committed to discipline and poise. So fundamentals will be important. It'll be important when we get the pads on, not just for the big guys, but for the perimeter as well.
What do you think of the group that you've assembled that you addressed this morning? What do you think of the group overall?
I like the look in their eye. They were hungry to get going. They're chomping at the bit just like I am. And it's a good place to start because I'm ready to go.
Bring up the staying healthy part. What do you do differently? How do you try and make that happen?
I'm not going to try to make it happen. We changed some things with the schedule. We're going to build them up similar to the way we build them up in the off season. We're just going to add pads, and I mean football's football. We're going to go out. We're going to play the game. We're going to play the game the right way. You know, the game looks a little different than it has in the past, but you know, still at the end, the teams that are standing at the end are still the physical teams, the heavy-handed, tough teams. The game may look a little bit different, but that part hasn't changed, and it never will.
How physical will this camp be?
I hope it's real physical.
Is that your goal, though, to have a physical camp?
Absolutely. When we have the pads on, we need to practice with a smart tempo, but we're out here to get we want to be a physical football team, a heavy-handed football team. Absolutely.
How often do you plan on having the pads on?
I don't have the schedule here right in front of me, but we'll get them on after our first day off. We'll come back. We'll have the pads on, and we'll crank it up.
Ben, is there a fine line between being aggressive and making sure you get out of camp and the entire summer, you know, before the season starts, staying healthy?
Again, you can't go out there and coach and play worrying about staying healthy. We have to be smart in the way we build these guys up. We need to start small, and we need to grow and build them up as we go. But at the same point in time, we need to go out and we need to play football. We need to practice football. We need to get our pads on. We need to fit our pads in. We still have to – you have to be smart as far as a player safety concern goes. We have guys in vulnerable positions. We need to keep each other up. We can't be on the ground. So player safety is my responsibility. But we still got to go out and play and practice the game.
Ben, you've been around here for a couple of years now, and these guys in particular for a few months. As you go into camp, what is the one thing you're most curious about this group of guys?
See how they push through. You know, the off season's the off season, but I can't wait. You know, I went in and we circled the first day we're going to get the pads on, practice four. Can't wait for it. That's when you start finding out about the group of men in the room and in the locker room. And I hope they're looking forward to it as much as I am.
What's your biggest challenge, Coach?
Can't start fast enough. Patience.
What do you figure to get out of Victor here early on in camp?
We'll find out here in a little bit. We have the conditioning evaluation. We're going to get a bunch of guys out there, move them around, doing football-specific movements, and see how they recover from that. And he looked good today when I saw him.
You have a plan for him?
We need to see him. We need to see him this afternoon first. Yeah, we need to go through the conditioning evaluation. There are a handful of guys in that category that weren't practicing at the end of the off season that we need to take a look at. We haven't seen them for a little while.
Is there anyone who can't go through this that it would be on already?
There are three guys right now. JT with his hamstring. Bromley had an ankle procedure in the offseason, so we're going to hold on him here for a little bit. And then Snacks had some swelling in his knee, and we're going to hold on him. Those three guys.
Coach,
They're on, they're starting on PUP, or they're just not starting
yes.
on start?
Yes, PUP, yep.
Coach, what's the biggest thing you look for in the conditioning tests?
There are a couple things we're looking for. Obviously, we're going to start, we're going to build them up slowly out there for it. Then we're going to go with some full speed movements. Again, it's against air, but they are football type movements to see how they're dropping their weight, see how they're pushing off. It's all position specific. And then between sets to see how their heart rate recovers. That's a big indicator of the type of shape they're in.
What can you say about the number of talented undrafted free agents you got on this roster? Guys like the tight end Mallett, guys like the safety Adams. What can you say about guys like that in the early going?
The rookie class, you mean?
Yeah, the undrafted rookie class.
They've made a lot of progress so far in the offseason. It's certainly not too big for them. And again, we got to see what they look like with pads on.
What does today mean to you, Coach, from a personal standpoint? Do you reflect at all on the road that got you to today?
Someday I may reflect, but today's not the day to do that. We're looking forward to getting out here on the field and moving on.
Next, is it something new or is it something he had? Or?
It's probably a combination of things over the years. He's had some procedures to his knee, so it may just be a reaction to some of the training he was doing when he was away from here. But we don't think any of them are extremely serious at this point.
Will JT Thomas have any procedures, though, on his hamstring?
No.
Is Cruz definitely not starting on PUP, or is that to be determined later?
We're going to look at these guys. We want to look at them moving around first. Yeah.
What's your overall message to Giants fans on the start of the new season here?
Message to Giants fans. So far, these last few months, they've been tremendous. So we thank them for their support so far, and we look forward to their energy in the stadium on Sundays.
A lot of the players mentioned as a goal getting back to the playoffs, but you went right to put a fifth trophy in the case. And when you think about the message you wanted to deliver on day one to your team, how did you come up with right there?
I mean, there's only one. When you coach and you play this game, there's only one reason you do it. And there's only one happy team at the end of the year. I'd like to be that team. And that's what we're working for. Yeah. But again, those are words. We need to back it up.
You're in charge of everything now, not just the offense. But mm-hmm. when you look at this offense and you see, you know, a lot of the starters, most of them are back. I mean, is there any reason that this offense shouldn't be at a very high level, you know, top two, top five, top something or other?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I talked about this last season. Someone mentioned that we improved throughout the year in 14 and came into 15. And, you know, I go back to it's a loser mentality to think you can pick up in this business where you left off. You cannot pick up where you left off. You have to go out and you have to earn it. So right now we're just like every other team out there on offense. We have to go out and we have to earn our stripes this year.
But knowing the personnel and the continuity, should the bar be set very high with the offense?
Hey, we're all just a year older. There are no guarantees. We have to go earn it.
Can that mentality also help just put any of the memories from the last couple of years behind for the guys who have been here? You know, you made a point to say we're moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, Spags talked about last year is last year. Let's not worry about it. But that mentality, the idea that even the stuff that you did well is kind of put in the past.
Yeah, everybody. We talked about it a couple times. It's a clean slate for everyone. Fresh start for everyone. You start new every year. And you can't bank on, you learn from your experiences in the past and then you move on.
Having been here the last couple of years with Tom, what do you think is the biggest thing that you took from him that might be able to just help you through training camp and going forward?
You know, Tom is a tremendous leader. Commitment is discipline. You know, I learned a lot from Tom.
Is everybody here who's supposed to be here?
Yes.
Coach, could you, one of the players noted, one of the players noted that you had kept a Coughlin time. Could you talk about that, why you would want to do that?
Well, I like having a five-minute head start on everybody else. We're an East Coast team. You never know when that 5 minutes is going to make a difference. I like the discipline part of things. I think being committed to discipline and being committed to poise goes hand in hand. And I didn't know why we did it when I got here, but now I do, and I appreciate it.